Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing Podcast.
Hi there, ladies and gents, and welcome to this episode of the Sophisticated Property Investment Podcast with me, your host, Frank Flegg. In this episode, I'm going to be covering leverage, time leverage through team. And the reason for that is in the last 24 hours, I've had two one-to-one coaching sessions with clients, both of whom were, in my opinion, holding themselves back by not taking on team. And I think this is a area of business that no one really teaches you about. Your accountants will talk about profit and loss. You can go to a marketing agency and they'll help you do marketing. You can go on sales courses. You can read sales books. But who tells you when the right time is to leverage your business by bringing on a team? And in fact, a lot of people will tell you that team are the root of all your problems and you should avoid them at all costs. And of course, that keeps us in, those of you that are familiar with Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, he has four stages of financial success, I guess. The first stage is employee. The second stage is self-employed. Third stage is business owner, where you have team and don't have to work in the business yourself. You just own the business. And the fourth stage is investor. And you can't get from the left-hand side to the right-hand side, employee and self-employed, to business owner and investor without employing team. Let me talk you through my two client situations, and I'll anonymize them and change details here and there, but the basis of each case study is a real person. So the first person is successful as a property investor, and by most people's measure, and is currently wanting to improve her monthly cash flow, which is not uncommon for property investors. Even sophisticated property investment takes time to build a really large monthly cash flow. And so we sat down and we looked at the different blue businesses. So I'm referring there to the Diamond Wealth ABC model of wealth. And one aspect of that is blue businesses, the businesses you work in. So not yet leveraged businesses, but the business that you work in that brings in the majority of your cash flow. And this particular investor, she didn't have a blue business. She only had green property investments and really needed to start a blue business for herself to bring in the cash. And the difficulty that she was having was she had lots of ideas for blue businesses and had settled on four, but was trying to do all four. And there's nothing wrong with testing the water with different businesses to see, or pushing upon doors and seeing which door opens. But if you're trying multiple businesses, you really need leverage. You need someone to do the dog work for you or the donkey work for you. And this particular investor didn't have a virtual PA, didn't have a PA at all, didn't have any team members to help leverage her. And so her progress has been really slow in getting any of those businesses tested. And obviously she wants the reassurance of a bit of feedback from the businesses before she commits to one and focuses solely on that. So by trying to be safe, this particular investor is not safe, because she's going so slowly, it's actually risky because she's not raising her cash flow quickly enough. So she's saving herself pennies, i.e. the cost of team member, but costing herself pounds by not having the leverage and the cash flow from a successfully performing blue business. Now, it's not unusual, and I'm not criticizing and I'm not judging, but it is a mistake, in my opinion, to not have leverage in there so that you can move faster. Because I've said this before, each and every one of us is a limited company or a business. So for example, my business is Frank Flegg Limited. And if I went and got a job, I would have one client and they would pay me every month. But I have overheads. My business has overheads. I have a mortgage to pay. I have food to buy, a life to live. And it costs a certain amount every month. everyone else has that same overhead. And so time, by being alive for time, costs money. So the longer you take to get a business off the ground, the more overhead you burn through, the more money you burn through. And so time does have a cost, does have an opportunity cost to it, an opportunity cost and a real cost. And on reflecting on this client's situation, I just thought to myself, you will make more money if you invest in a member of the team, a member of team. So that's the first example. The second example is a client who does have a blue business, is really well paid, to the tune of about 4 times their cost of living. So they're living on about 25% of the income from their blue business, which is very healthy, very, very healthy. And then they are building themselves a green business at the moment. And I sat down and we projected how the green business was going. He said, at the moment, it's costing money. And it is. It's costing maybe £500 a month, which isn't bad given how young the green business is, that it would get to just over £1,000 profit per month within the next 12 months. And obviously, then it gets better and better and better. And in 12 months' time, with that profit, the business will be completely leveraged. And what I mean by that is every role within the business will be done by someone else, and there'll be £1,000 roughly just over a month profit. And so we estimated 2 hours a week to maintain that business and keep an eye on the numbers and quality control, but no work being done in the business by this client. And that, by the way, is the definition of a green business, is, you know, highly leveraged, not working in the business. Now, £1,000 a month is not a huge amount of money, but having it completely leveraged is pretty good. But my client's fear or reservation, and he's seriously considering knocking this business on the head and investing in property instead and focusing on his green business, which could make even more money. And my challenge to him was, why do you want to do that? You know, you've got a path here and you're going to end up with a completely leveraged business for just 12 months worth of work. And his argument, and it's a valid argument, is, yeah, but I'm spending so many hours a week on this green business. And it's quite a lot. It's the majority of his time because he's building it, right? It's new. If I invested that time in my blue business and my property investing, I could make more money this year. And that's true. He probably could. But one of the reasons it's going to take him 12 months to exit the business is because he's trying to keep the business cash flow positive every month. So within the next, I think, 2 or 3 months, it turns a profit, and then that profit gradually grows. But he's bringing on one member of team and then another member of the team. So I think he's going to end up with about 3 members of the members of team. 1, 2, maybe 4, actually 4 members of team by the end of the year.
You're listening to the Sophisticated Property Investing Podcast with Frank Flegg. If you enjoy this content, why not follow Frank's TikTok, where you'll get loads of bite-sized investing tips. Just search TikTok for Frank Flegg. That's Frank, FLEGG.
And I asked the question, what his hourly rate is in that business. And he worked it out, and it was really low, right? Because, well, at the moment, it costs him to work in that business. And this is the psychology of an employee is, well, my hourly rate is too low, so I need to stop doing that. And my hourly rate over there is really good, so I'm going to keep doing that. Whereas the psychology of an investor and of a business owner is, what am I putting in and what am I going to get out? Well, what you get out of a green business is a passive income, a highly leveraged income forever more. Well, that's huge. That's over years and years. And so I then asked what their hourly rate was in the blue business. And what I demonstrated was, if you stop doing your green business and put all of your time into your blue business, this is what you could make a year. And it was a really high figure. But you have basically got a very highly paid job in your blue business. And whenever you stop, your income stops. And so you're still really in the self-employed quadrant. It's not a proper business because it doesn't work without you. And I said, now your green business that you're investing in at the moment, absolutely, currently the ROI is low. but you're going to get an ROI on off that for years to come with a very low time investment, which means that your hourly rate is really high. And at that stage, you're an investor in that business. You're in the fourth quadrant. And we worked out how many cookie cutter businesses of this green business he would need to be financially free. And we reckon he could get there in 2 years. So from today, financially free with green businesses in the next 2 years. And so what I said is, why wait 2 years? Why don't you take some of the income from the blue business that you already have and don't need because it's above and beyond your current income, and use that to pay for the team members that you're going to bring on later this year anyway, to free you up from your green business now? Why don't you leverage yourself early in your green business? Now, that will mean that your green business is loss making for longer, definitely, but it means your time is released much earlier. And if your time is released much earlier, you can then start investing in your property, because then you're buying more green assets, more green investments. So you can have your green property investments. And by the way, a green property investment is one that returns you 50 to 100% cash on cash return. Just change that P. A green property investment is one that returns you 50 to 100% on your cash invested each year. And so in this example, he'll still have plenty of money to live on. He'll have a green business that's fully leveraged and working towards profitability with a clear trajectory to when it will be profitable. And he'll have the time available to invest in property and build a portfolio of leveraged passive income through property. But only if he backs himself, only if he looks at it and says, yeah, I'm willing to invest in my green business. Otherwise, he won't employ the team, and he's going to force his hourly rate down and stop himself from earning what he otherwise could be earning. And I said there were two examples. Those are two examples. I have a third example. And the third example is actually me, because I've been without a PA for almost a year now, and it's really held me back. And I kidded myself that I was too busy to recruit and take too long to train them, etc. And I'm just going through the recruitment process now. I've just advertised for about 2 weeks. We had about 200 applicants. Took me probably 8 hours to shortlist, maybe a little bit less, down to about 40. I ran a Zoom group interview a couple of nights ago for an hour and a half, set 3 written exercises, and have got it down to about 10 now. Potential candidates, all of whom got a good feeling, could do the job, and I just need to now decide who I'm going to interview face to face. And just from conducting those interviews and meeting with the candidates virtually, I already know that they're going to make a massive difference to how much I get done, how many deals I do, how well my businesses perform, etc., etc. Huge difference. And quite honestly, I wish I'd just gone through this process a year ago, and I would have had a year's worth of salary to pay, but more importantly, I would have had a year's worth of leverage and would have made a lot more money, which underscores my one of my sayings, which is every day is a school day. And it absolutely is, and I'm going to make sure I don't make that mistake again. And so my take home message here is, I think most people are reluctant to back themselves when leveraging themselves through team. I think most people make sure they've got the profitability or the cash flow to pay a team member in their entirety before they hire them. Whereas if you listen to Brad Sugars, he says once you've got 40% of their salary covered, hire them, because they should either make the other 60% and more, or they should free you up enough for you to go and make the other 60%. And I think that's a really positive way of looking at it, and a really aggressive way of looking at it, but it's also true. I think that's very, very true. And so I hope this episode has encouraged you to really examine your blue business, examine your green investments, be they green property investments, your property portfolio, or your green businesses, and to look at them and think, where am I holding myself back by not employing team? Where could I get leverage that would make me more money, give me more freedom, give me back time? Until next time, happy investing.
Sophisticated Property Investing. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing now.